So, Mike, another question we asked about, obviously, pembrolizumab is approved in MSI-high cancers of any type. I think it's the first approval that's just based on a marker and not on a tumor type. So we're seeing it used, in pancreatic cancer and prostate, where, very low incidence for it. But we asked, if you have a patient you know who's MSI-high from the beginning, where would you sequence a checkpoint inhibitor? Most of the audience says second line. Mike, do you agree?
Yeah, I think they're correct on that. I think most of us would start on the second line. We haven't got the data yet to move it into first line, although I think that's coming, and that'll be interesting. And I've even used it on third line and beyond because it was recently approved and some of the patients
Absolutely.
Had already been treated. But I think second line is right.
So, Dave, do you agree with that? Some people make the argument that one of the things about checkpoint inhibitors is even though maybe you don't see that high a response rate. Of course, with MSI, you certainly see a higher response rate. But when you do see responses, you have that possibility of a prolonged response.
No, it's a great point.
Why not use it first line?
I think it's really something to consider. Our best data is right now on this platinum doublets, and I think we really need to go with the most tried and true. Now, if somebody had persistent disease after 6 to 8 cycles and they were getting beat up with chemotherapy, I would then transition them to a checkpoint inhibitor, especially in MSI-high tumor.